Blog Talk Radio.
How you doing, and welcome to Good House 1968. This is Brother White speaking. What I do is read and interpret from the Hebrew Bible, the Tanakh. If you don't have a Bible, just email me at partsautomotive@hotmail.com, and I'll get you a Tanakh. I have some commercial announcements. If you need auto body supplies, parts, and vehicle parts, go to autobodyparts1968.com. Again, that is autobodyparts1968.com or partsautomotive.biz. That again is parts, P-A-R-T-S, automotive.biz. Looking to hear some good Christian alternative music that inspires you spiritually and encourages you spiritually? Well, listen to my new album, Dark Glow in My Heart, at Reverb Nation. You can listen for free at reverbnation.com/Roderick White, ~1545-41. Again, that is reverbnation.com/Roderick White, ~1545-41. Or at Songcast Music, /profiles, ending with an S, /Roderick White. Again, that is songcastmusic.com/profiles. /Roderick White. All right, let me begin with the lesson, reading and interpreting. It goes to say at 2 Corinthians chapter 8, "Now, brothers, we must tell you about the grace of God, the grace God has given the congregations in Macedonia. Despite severe trials, and even though they are deliberately poor, their joy has overflowed in a wealth of generosity." So the desperately poor, I mean, even though they are desperately poor, their joy has overflowed in a wealth of generosity. I tell you, they have not merely given according to their means, but their own free will, they have given beyond their means. So these brothers and sisters would give beyond the means. If they had the last coin, they would give that last coin just to see the ministry works go on and be preached. They begged and pleaded with us for the privilege of sharing in this service for God's people. Also, they didn't do this in the way we had expected, but first they gave themselves to the Lord, which means by God's will to us. All this has led us to urge Titus to bring this same gracious gift to completion among you, since he has already made a beginning of it. just as you excel in everything, in faith and speech and knowledge, in diligence of every kind, and in your love for us, see that you excel in this gift too. I am not issuing an order, rather I am testing the genuineness of your love against the diligence of others. For you know how generous our Lord Yeshua the Messiah was. For your sakes he impoverished himself, even though he was rich, so that he might make you rich by means of his poverty. So through his poverty, the fact that Yeshua came down here from the heavens, great glory, riches beyond imagination, and took on a poverty stand just so he could minister the good news of the kingdom to us. This is what is meant by he, through his poverty, we have become rich in everlasting life, or means to gain everlasting life and perfection. As I say in regard to this matter, I am only giving an opinion. A year ago, you were not only the first to take action, but the first to want to do so. Now it would be to your advantage to finish what you started, so that your eagerness in wanting to commence the project may be matched by your eagerness to complete it. As you get contribute from what you have. For if the eagerness to give is there, the acceptability of the gift will be measured by what you have, not by what you don't have. It is not that relief for others should cause trouble for you, but that there should be a kind of reciprocity. At present, your abundance can help those in need, so that when you are in need, their abundance can help you. Thus, there is reciprocity. It is as the Tanakh says, he who gathered much had nothing extra, and he who gathered little had nothing lacking. So through this means of reciprocity, the rich give, the poor give. When the rich need, the poor help the rich brothers and sisters of the congregation who are no longer rich. And when the poor need, the rich help the poor members of the congregation who have nothing. It goes to say, now I thank God for making Titus as devoted to you as we are. For he not only responded to our urging, but being so devoted, he is coming to you on his own initiative. And with him we are sending the brother whose work for good news is praised in all the congregation. Not only that, he has also been appointed by the congregations to travel with us, so that the way we administer this charitable work will bring honor to the Lord and show our eagerness to help. Our aim in this is to show that our conduct in dealing with these substantial sums is above reproach. For we take pains to do what is right, not only in the sight of God, but also in the sight of other people. With these two, we are sending another brother of ours, one whose diligence we have tested many times in many ways, but who is now all the more diligent because of his great confidence in you. As for Titus, he is my partner who works with me on your behalf, and the other brothers with him are missionaries of the congregation and bring honor to the Messiah. So the love you show these men will justify our pride in you to them, and through them to the congregation that sent them. So we want to show love to the brothers and sisters of the congregation and help them to endure through hardships and hard times and tribulations. It goes to say, there's really no need for me to write you about this offering for God's people. I know how eager you are, and I boast about you to the Macedonians. I tell them Achaia has been ready since last year, and it was your zeal that stirred up most of them. But now I am sending the brothers so that our boast about you in this regard will not prove hollow, so that you will be ready as I said you would be. For if some Macedonians were to come with me and find you unprepared, we would be humiliated at having been so confident. To say nothing of how you would feel, I thought it necessary to urge these brothers to go on to you ahead of me and prepare your promised gift in plenty of time. This way it will be ready when I come and will be a genuine gift, not something extracted by pressure. Here's the point. He who plants sparingly also harvests sparingly. Each should give according to what he has decided in his heart, not grudgingly or under compulsion. For God loves a cheerful giver. Moreover, God has the power to provide with you with every gracious gift in abundance, so that always in every way you will have all you need yourselves and be able to provide abundantly for every good cause, as the Tanakh says. He gave generously to the poor. His tzedakah lasts forever. His tzedakah lasts forever. He who provides both seed for the planter and bread for food will supply and multiply your seed and increase the harvest of the tzedakah. You will be enriched in every way, so that you can be generous in everything. And through us, your generosity will cause people to thank God, because rendering this holy service not only provides for the needs of God's people, but it also overflows in the many thanks people will be giving to God. In offering this service, you prove to these people that you glorify God by actually doing what your acknowledgement of God, of the good news of the Messiah, requires, namely, sharing generously with them and with everyone. And in their prayers for you, they will feel a strong affection for you because of how gracious God has been to you. Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift. So it's talking here about the gift of giving, to want to give from the heart to help the brothers and sisters out in the ministry work. Let me tell you some of the things that are required in the ministry work for the congregation. First of all is the building of the structure or the temple to house the brothers and sisters. Me, myself, I'm not trying to do this right now because the ministries haven't fully taken hold. I've had like over 40,000 listeners, but no one is called in to go on the harvest work with me. There have been a lot of phone calls in to thank me for doing the harvest work, but there are no members that have called in to say they want to go on a harvest work or they want to congregate together, which is why I'm not at this point trying to build a temple or that, because my message is worldwide, and right now this does not need a temple, but the temple of the body to become holy through my word, speaking the word of Yeshua, the Messiah, to the brothers and sisters. So I'm trying to convert through the radio message, and I'm hoping I'm getting to a lot of people because I've had over 40,000 listeners. I get over 20 a day, so that out of that different 20 people, someone may change their life, which is my whole goal, if it affects one and causes him to change his life. So if you brothers and sisters want to congregate together in order to go out in the harvest work. If you are from the city of Chicago or wherever you may be, I'm relocating to Indiana, so the program will be broadcast from Indiana later. But right now I'm in Chicago, and for those brothers who want to congregate in Chicago, just give me a call, 312-925-9887. And those who are in other places, you can call too, because remember, we need congregating together in order to become stronger and filled with Ruach HaKodesh. That is our main primary objective, is to become filled with Holy Spirit. And through the ministries and congregating, we become filled with Holy Spirit by sharing the word with the brothers and taking in accurate knowledge. So for those of you who want to congregate, please give me a call at that number, 312-925-9887, and we can congregate. All right, that is my ministries for tonight. I'm going to say a prayer, and I'll be leaving you. Good Adonai, I petition you that you bring the brothers and sisters to a congregation together. Form your congregation out of the temples that come forth to serve you and to better their lives and to take in the accurate knowledge of the good news of the kingdom of Yeshua. And I pray that you strengthen them up and that they walk by trust and belief in your word and faith. I pray that you watch over and guide them and protect their families as well as themselves from the temptations of the world and Satan and his demons. I pray that you help to build them up spiritually. I pray that you build them up spiritually as well as physically and mentally for the long haul that they have to endure for those who are trying to serve you. I pray this and all things for them in the name of Yeshua. Amen.